Dana Lash's Absurd Truth Podcast, sponsored by Kel-Tec.
It's his life mission to make bad decisions. It's time for Florida Man.
Man, this is a great story. A security guard fought to stop an armed man wearing a double mask trying to enter a Tampa area strip club. The guy who was guarding the door actually had MMA training. And he was known as a Puerto Rican Punisher. He thought it was a joke when he saw this guy come forward. And this was a week ago. His name's Manny Rusto. And he said that he had spent 30 years working as a security guard. The 54-year-old said the guy with the mask, devil mask, was approaching him. And he thought it was a bouncer friend playing a prank on him. But then as the guy was moving, he saw that he was armed. And so he tackled him to the ground, and he also had the words kill written on his arms and all kinds of stuff that they saw later. But he took this guy down to the ground and saved a whole club full of people. And that's just, man, that's a, but his discernment came in super quick. So good for him. He saved people. Let's see here. This is, why do people do this? I mean, for real, like literally every, I don't know, month or so, we've got somebody impersonating an officer. And people act like, I guess they think that they're never going to get caught. Surely there's not this many dumb people. Well, so this Florida man in Naples was arrested. He was flashing a fake badge. Collier County Sheriff's Office. Jack Bowles was impersonating a law enforcement officer. So he kitted out his car to look like an unmarked police vehicle. And he was intimidating drivers on I-75. And so apparently he was like very aggressive with it. He was pulling people over, tailgating them, intimidating them. And then he following them too close, then he did it to the wrong car. The wrong car being driven by an actual cop who immediately put him under arrest. He flashed him a badge from the same agency that this cop was from. Man. So he was taken in. Detectives are also asking if anybody else had an encounter with this guy to call them and let them know. But I don't know why people think that they're going to get away with stuff like that. It's never going to happen. Tomorrow from the Villages, I'll tell you how a Florida man had to plead guilty because he defecated on the car of an executive. Oh. I've talked a lot about the Kel-Tec KSG shotgun over the years, and it's no secret how much I love it. It's become the go-to shotgun for law enforcement and home defense, and for a really good reason. But why am I such a huge fan of the Kel-Tec KSG? Well, like everything that Kel-Tec invents, it created an entirely new class of shotgun. And the one that started it all is the KSG shotgun. It's the first 12-gauge pump-action shotgun chambered for 3-inch shells. And with its dual tube mags, offers a capacity of 12 plus 1. So that's 6 rounds in each tube, plus 1 chambered. If you prefer 2 3/4-inch shells, even better, because the KSG holds 7 plus 7 plus 1. That's 15 shells. You cannot ignore the downward shell ejection either. It makes the KSG truly ambidextrous and ejects shells away from your face. It's brilliant design. See the Kel-Tec KSG up close and personal at KelTecWeapons.com. That's K-E-L-T-E-C weapons.com. Again, to find out more, visit KelTecWeapons.com. Oh, man. The National Hockey League, NHL. They've had some players who are declining to wear pride gear. And then they had this twerp, a guy named Andrew Berkshire, legacy blue check, new phrase. He said, quote, someone in the NHL needs to have a stern meeting with players and inform them that wearing pride gear doesn't make you gay. All it does is make a statement that people in the LGBT plus, where's the Q? Why does he not get to put the Q in? Community are welcome in the sport. Don't say there's no hate on your heart if you can't wear a t-shirt. That's what they're mad. So if you don't want to wear the shirt, if you apparently hate isn't forcing people into making statements and then threatening them with penalties if they don't do it. That's not hate. Hate is them wanting to wear whatever they want to wear. Just play hockey. No one, by the way, that's such a straw man argument. No one ever said that wearing that was going to make the players gay either. Nobody said that. Maybe people just want to be left alone. I mean, the weird thing is that there were gay Twitter users who were out there going, I don't even want to wear this stupid shirt. Shut up. Right. Like everything has been so politicized and hateified. I mean, Why the hate is the reaction when people fail in their endeavor to force other people to acquiesce to their demands, and then they threaten them. Like, why does this person think that, or anyone with NHL think that you better wear a shirt celebrating how we choose to have sex with each other? And if you don't, then you must be hateful. Or maybe you could just not do that. Stop it. It's not like, I don't know, man. How in the world did that become a thing where you have to sit here and acknowledge and affirm what people do behind closed doors? I hate putting it in such crude terms, but that's what we're talking about. That's what it is. It's like saying, I like to slice my sandwiches into triangles, not rectangles. So where's my shirt? I am the triangle slice sandwich person. Where's my shirt? Oh, my gosh. Just play hockey. Stop it. Gavin Newsom says that California is going to spend $30,000 on 1,200 tiny homes to combat homelessness. They're making a little tiny home village, basically like she sheds, a bunch of she sheds in a row for 1,200. I mean, do you realize that's how many homeless people are in California? Hundreds of thousands, something like that. So, yeah, it's like there's only 1,200 homeless people in California. It's crazy. Nope. Now, he wants the National Guard to help deploy 1,200 small homes across four counties to help immediately get more folks off the streets and into housing. They've already spent $22 billion combating homelessness and housing projects. And a third of all the homeless people in the United States live in California. That is crazy. That is crazy. So maybe, guys, you're not doing things right there. Just a thought. Good heavens. So he had this, they announced their plan just the other day of purchasing these tiny homes. They're going to put them in all the major, so it'll be Sacramento, Los Angeles, San Francisco, I think Oakland. And they played footage of a homeless encampment and all this stuff. But again, if you have a third of the homeless in the entire country that live in California, what is 1,200 homes going to do? And also, to that point, why not maybe take inventory of your policies and see what you're doing to contribute to that in terms of big government, taxation, et cetera, et cetera? Because it seems like there are probably more affordable solutions that have a way bigger payoff than spending $20 billion here, $20 billion there over and over again while not doing anything to remedy the cause of the situation. No, you can't talk to these people with facts. You can't. So coming up, the media want to con you into abandoning your positions by saying that you're a grievance party now.
And now, all of the news you would probably miss. It's time for Dana's Quick Five.
Teen overdose deaths have doubled in 3 years due to fentanyl. Teens consuming the powerful opioid, even unwittingly. This is why you should tell your kids never take anything from anybody when they're not at home. They're usually packaged in counterfeit pills tailored to look like less potent prescription medications. Traffickers have been lacing pills with fentanyl to boost the black market high. Dangerously addictive, they can also be incredibly lethal, obviously. But John Hopkins University School of Medicine saying that, you know, 1 milligram of fentanyl is the equivalent of like 50 milligrams of heroin. It is killing teenagers at an alarming rate that seems to be doubling and tripling almost every single year. And they said that we haven't seen a child mortality rate rise like this in half a century because of all of this. Up to 80% of U.S. jobs could be impacted by ChatGPT-like AI in coming years. Journalism is actually one of them. A man in California turns the tables on some squatters who moved into his mom's vacant home. His father had just passed. His mom had to move into assisted living. And so for a couple of weeks while he was settling her affairs, he lives out of state, squatters moved in. He showed up with guns and squatted in his own house, and they had to leave. So he turned the tables on him. He does caution that he has had apparently a law enforcement background. He also was proficient with his firearms, and he knew how to de-escalate situations due to previous training. So that also goes into it. I think that's very important to add. A Harvard physicist is racing to prove that a meteorite is actually an alien probe. So this meteorite hit Papua New Guinea back in 2014. And apparently there's this expedition being financed by Harvard physicist Avi Loeb. It's $1.5 million. They think he believes that this very strange meteorite called a bunch of numbers is actually an alien probe. And he says because it's made of extremely hard rock or metal material, tough and hard enough to prove that it's not really a meteorite at all. That's actually kind of interesting. A Southwest pilot had suffered a medical emergency during a flight, and an off-duty pilot helped landed the plane. This was just last Wednesday. It was a medical emergency mid-flight, said airline officials. Southwest Flight 6013 between Las Vegas and Columbus, Ohio, 6:33 a.m. The pilot had a medical emergency. He had stomach pain and fainted. Off-duty pilot from a different airline traveling as a passenger entered the flight deck, assisted the crew with radio calls. They turned around, headed back to Vegas. Everyone was safe because of that action. They have not disclosed the Southwest pilot's immediate condition as of yet. Also, Mark Robinson, North Carolina, looks like he's going to run for governor. He's expected to announce his bid. He's a lieutenant governor right now. He rose to fame when he addressed the Greensboro City Council and read them the Riot Act. And he has been a very good lieutenant governor, and he's looks to launch a bid for governor. All right, so moving on here. I don't know if you guys, I'm going to change slightly, not even involved in politics. I saw John Wick Friday night, John Wick 4. Anyone who says, Kane and I were talking about this on break, because there's so many bad movies out there, there's so much wokery and garbage, I get very, very protective of good films. This is the best action film this year. It really is. It is the best action film this year. It is a nonstop throat punch. It is amazing. I was telling you, we were talking to Taron Butler, who's the weapons trainer for this film. Oh my gosh. It is so realistic. You're not pulled out of your suspension of disbelief because someone just nonstop fired, you know, something that you know for a fact only holds like 15 rounds, and they fired like 50,000. It's so good. It is so good. The fight choreography, the weapons handling, the characters, the sequences, the cinematography, the soundtrack, the scoring. It is all so good. I never tell you to go to the theater because I'm not germs. That's the last place where I get, The last time I was in a theater, I saw Maverick. And then this is in John Wick 4. I would go see it two times in the theater. It is that good. It was so good. And my youngest saw it yesterday. He went with his friends and saw it yesterday. It is such a fantastic movie. It is the best one of the franchise. So anyone who sits here and tells you that it's not good, never trust that person again. They will betray you. Never trust that person. Anyone who says it's not good should never be trusted on anything that has to do with entertainment, film, fun, freedom, or life ever. Anyone who says that. So it is so good. You've got to go see this film. I don't want to tell you anything about it because I'm afraid I'm going to give something away. But there's so many instances in it where I'm like, oh my gosh, and this scene. I can't even talk about it to these guys in the studio because none of them seen it yet. So I have to sit here and just like, think to myself, it's ridiculous.
Were there guns in it?
Yes, there were some guns in it. Okay, sidebar to this, because I know we got to get going. So when Taron was on, we were going to show the intro for John Wick, or like part of John Wick, and Juan was telling us, well, you know, we got to be careful, you know, with kind of just going to, look, love DirecTV, they've been good partners, but you know, they're a little, they're trying to play, you got to give them credit, right? They do not engage in censorship, but they also are trying to keep everybody happy. So I guess they just didn't want headshots, right? I guess that's what it was. They didn't want a whole bunch of series of headshots. So we were kind of laughing about it. And I'm like, we should just only have the scenes where he's holding and petting dogs, because then everybody's going to think that John Wick is just about him and his dog. It was just, We ended up, we made it work. It was so good. But you guys have got to go and see it. It's in theaters. They're not paying me to tell you this. I just think you need to see it because it's a good movie. And there's a lot of like-minded people involved in it. Just saying.
Thanks for tuning in to today's edition of Dana Lash's Absurd Truth Podcast. If you haven't already, make sure to hit that subscribe button on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.